While the Northeast was spared over the weekend from some of the worst impacts of Tropical Storm Henri, a separate, more catastrophic situation was playing out in Tennessee. On Saturday, a series of storms dumped more than 17 inches of rain in just 24 hours in parts of Humphreys County, west of Nashville. Flash floods followed. At least 22 people are dead, and today, many are still missing. Humphreys County Sheriff Chris Davis spoke this morning with the CBS affiliate in Nashville.
I want you to think of this, and this is how much in an instant we're talking about. In the shopping center in Waverly, the Dollar General store, we had people, employees that were working in there, and they were trying to do things, and they were in, you know, in knee-deep water. The next thing they know, the water busts through the doors.
This was no ordinary weather event, but the flooding is in line with dire predictions for places like Tennessee as the planet continues to warm. Joining us now is Tony Gonzalez. He's news editor at WPLN in Nashville. Tony, thanks for being here.
Hey, Peter.
So first of all, this number, 17 inches of rain in 24 hours, the National Weather Service says that's 3 inches more than the previous record set in 1982. What are people there thinking and feeling when they hear that?
Yeah, I mean, this has never been seen, so it's really hard to imagine. There are a lot of people in Tennessee who do closely watch the weather. I mean, we've experienced other flooding, deadly tornadoes, so we tend to be, you know, weather aware. But yeah, these hardest hit areas, this was like the most intense possible rain for 4 hours straight, and then more than that, too. That's how the storm moved. So this was more rain in a shorter time than even the catastrophic flooding in 2010. So people here, first responders, they just know this is beyond anything they've ever seen. And in that town of Waverly, the hardest hit, it turned their creek, you know, truly into a massive river for a while.
Yeah. What do we know about the people who died?
Well, there's still a lot to learn with this much loss of life. You know, we talked to a friend of a man who ran a pawn shop in Waverly. He was grieving his loss. Another victim was the ranch foreman at singer Loretta Lynn's ranch. That's sort of in a historic area called Hurricane Mills. We also know that families lost children, including twin infants who were swept away from their parents as they were trying to find safety.
Wow. We're several days on now. At this point, what does the search effort look like for the people who are missing? What's involved with that?
Yeah, I think it's mostly a recovery effort at this point. So, you know, part of it is what you might expect. First responders are going house to house or car by car. And when I say that, I mean, there's cars are turned over. They're sort of piled up, leaning against poles and homes. They're marking homes and cars with a blue spray paint X once it's been checked. Then there's this other challenge. Communications have been really rough in that area. They went down. So it's been tough to know who is still missing. Some of the local authorities have gone onto Facebook to post, you know, literally lists of names of people who are missing or suspected missing. Then residents are going on there to either get information or to make posts about people that they know to be safe. Of course, once you see that on social media, then the authorities are trying to confirm that info, either with a phone call. And there's also a reunification center at a local high school. So, you know, they're searching physically, and then they're also trying to use kind of word of mouth to figure out who still needs to be found.
Have the floodwaters fully receded yet? And I ask that because you were describing some of the damage. I'm wondering if there is a full picture yet of how much has been lost.
Well, the waters have largely receded. I mean, this was flash flooding situation. So, you know, I saw information that some of the rivers had sort of crested and were returning down toward their normal levels. But yeah, there is still a lot of damage still to assess for sure.
All right. Well, we know that right now people are clearly focused on the recovery and they're grieving over the losses from this storm. But is there talk yet of longer term preparations so that something like this doesn't happen again?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think that is on minds. Of course, the immediate crisis is still sort of unfolding here with the number of missing people. I think it will take more time to really understand this specific really intense rainfall and what all was at play in some of these communities. We've also seen that, you know, weather forecasters are also discussing how they communicate risks to residents. So yeah, we're still in an unfolding situation here. And I think there's going to be a lot to look into.
Tony Gonzalez is news editor at WPLN in Nashville. Tony, thank you very much for your reporting. I appreciate it.